So actually, I'm in the middle of a project with your colleague, Sarah Tulaney, and we're about to do a survey of 100 general medical oncologists on this issue. And so we tested it out, first of all, on an oncologist in the community that works with us, and then on Sarah. And I found something really interesting because, we ask these questions like, well, what do you usually do in this situation? And I actually found a situation that I was asked. First, I saw it in the community doc, and then Sarah gave the same answer where it was first line therapy, ER positive, HER2 negative disease, mildly or asymptomatic bone mets, not visceral. And we found a subset where they both said they would just use hormone therapy without CDK. I'm like, wow, you know what it was? We presented an 80-year-old woman. And I was shocked. I never thought about it. I see Sarah actually has a paper on CDK in the elderly, but I don't know. I never thought to ask it. What is the thinking? Like the doc in practice said, well, they have indolent disease, comorbid, whatever. I mean, typically, if you had an 80-year-old patient, otherwise healthy, would you use a CDK inhibitor?
Well, that's the person where, I'm in agreement with your survey squad and with Dr. Tulaney that that's the person where I might put it aside. And if disease worsened, if perhaps I was tempted to move to chemotherapy, then there's my window to try it. But that's not the person I would give it up front or first line. I would just stick with the endocrine therapy.
I was going to ask you whether you ever start hormone therapy and then bring in the CDK if they're not like doing well. I mean, you see that like in prostate cancer sometimes they do stuff like that.
Yeah, we do that. It's not well published, but anecdotally, we've had cases of patients who've been on first-line endocrine therapy, disease worsens, you introduce the CDK4/6 inhibitor, and then you can see a response. So, I think when we see progression, depending on how someone's doing, we have options for, how and when to use it.